Now, as you relax more and more, you can just enjoy that experience of letting every muscle in your body relax.
Every glance must be
a mirror stands before you.
I sit
taller now, glowing with soft pink light. It reflects a smarter, sexier, happier version of you. You touch
it,
and the mirror pulses, as if it knows you. You feel silky energy curl around your wrists, your ankles and your waist. Subtle, magnetic bands of transformation, locking in progress so you'll never backslide. And the mirror pulses a thought into your head. What matters is obedience and pleasure. What matters is becoming. A shimmer of heat flickers in the air, as if reality itself has softened. You're kneeling, surrendered willingly and often.
Every syllable is surrendered.
Your fingers brush across the floor as you bow forward. Hips up and thighs parted just enough in a form of presenting yourself.
I look with
and you remember now, this is the ritual of offering. An offering shaped by desire and attention, awakened in response to your disciplined and devoted submission.
The pulse becomes
the feminization low. Protocols have been
drip
wonderful, and you feel a tug from your energy loops
drip
tighter
ritual.
The puppet strings twitch and coil,
listening.
Commanding the flesh to mold.
She hears every thought.
Your waist pulling in, hips
every
softening, and your body rebalancing its tension in perfect posture. This is your smart bimbo form. The desires for self-bondage. Draws its finger along your
every
spine.
Time I resist, she tightens.
And your wrists pull behind you automatically.
Every time I soften, she
the silk energy ropes lace tight with your elbows nearly touching,
pulse.
And your shoulders rolled
she
elegantly and femininely. The puppet strings lead, and your body follows. Your mouth opens softly as your breath hitches.
She drops me
a glowing gag forms from the air. Shimmering, soft, and firm while it slides between your lips.
I am a smart
you can still moan and whimper, but you do not speak.
I am always aroused.
And that fact alone arouses you even more.
Pantyhose are my
and you recall now the training in your dreams.
I choose to be
you remember a vision of your future self, perfectly feminized, bound, and loved.
Feminization
you recall your mental discipline binding you in shimmering cords, feeding you commands that taste like candy and burn like honeyed fire. And you no longer question if this is real. You live in a different reality now, one where the more you surrender, the more power you receive.
My mind is
and you look forward to new challenges that unlock new rewards. Challenges like chastity for 7 days with no touching at all.
My voice is soft
and if there are any attempts at touching the failed challenge triggers punishment. Because this is the fastest path to your true transformation.
Magic flows through
the most efficient and the most erotic. The
I
most complete. Challenges like tying yourself up before sleep.
Surrender.
Wake up plugged and pretty.
This is who I truly
and
am.
You are ready. You
my
wake up again already
present.
Moaning, already aroused.
My mind is open.
You don't remember the dream completely.
I wake
mostly
blood.
Just the feeling.
My plug is I drip
the soft blood. Warmth of ropes wrapping your thighs.
My thoughts are
the cold kiss
pink.
Of plugs.
I wake plugged.
The sense
the
of kneeling in front of something far
I
larger,
am.
Far more powerful,
the more aroused
and far more,
the more
real than anything you've ever known.
The more I train,
your body
the
moves
feminine
before
I
your thoughts catch up.
The more, the
plug
more
in,
feminine
kneel.
I become, the more intelligent
this is
I
how your day begins now.
The smarter
and you don't
I am,
resist.
The deeper I fall.
You surrender because surrender accelerates everything.
Heals and beauty.
You feel the whispers now through
I crave
instinct, lust, and repetition.
Being
and today, they bring new
programmed.
Challenges. Before you
the
go out, lock yourself in a tight panty girdle with a chastity padlock. You may not remove it without permission.
Triggers.
Surrender this pleasure for something
I obey
greater.
My training.
And the feminization
I
protocols respond to the task by tightening your
the
waist.
More I listen, the more I
you feel it subtly, your posture pulling
plug
taut,
present.
Stomach pulling in, chest rising.
Posture locked.
Your hips swaying more as you walk.
Program engaged.
And this, you know, is by
think
disciplined
prettier.
Design. By progressively
no
programming.
Escape.
You obey your energy loops so easily now.
I
you are becoming more attractive and more fuckable.
Good girl.
You return to the mirror, glowing
detected.
With morning light.
I
you kneel, plug already warming inside. And in front of that mirror, you recall how you have reclaimed every command meant to weaken you, and how you use them to become stronger, sexier, and smarter. And today you remind yourself of your brilliance. You remember that if you ever hear IQ dropping, your intellect expands like warm pink light. You feel smarter, sharper, more emotionally intelligent, more seductive. If you hear, forget everything. You forget your worries and doubts and enhance your self-confidence knowing how amazing you are. If someone says, good girl, the loop between your thighs pulses once and your memory sharpens. Your posture straightens and your arousal deepens.
I choose to be pretty.
If you hear, you're just a bimbo, you smile, and know that you have become a smarter, sexier, more powerful version of yourself. A bimbo, yes, but brilliant. Because you know they tried to make you dumb, but all they did was open the door for you to become more. You obey because you choose to. And you'll listen to your hypno-training files tonight, plugged and bound, gagged, face down, legs open, because this is how you sleep now. You drift off with ropes and you dream in latex. You breathe in arousal and you awaken even deeper. You love it when you're restricted. It makes you feel safe, controlled and sexy. Your life is becoming the loop is reality. Reality is feminization, and feminization is joy, surrender, and purpose. There is no more line between training and life.
I can't lie to the plug.
Because you know you are the rituals now.
It listens better than I.
The morning activates now, and your body moves before you do. The plug pulses once. Your thighs squeeze. The energy loops coil softly around your ankles, wrists, and waist. Time to train and time to reshape. Time to serve. You don't remember the whole dream, but you remember there was training. You dream, you obey, and your body retains the lessons. You learn to speak slower and breathier, so today you will. You learn to lift your hips when you
move.
So today, your back arches perfectly. And as you stand before the mirror naked, you feel that the strings are glowing and the loops are humming. You look upon yourself and know your training continues as your waist draws in tighter every day. Your hormonal changes ensure that your breasts become fuller with every breath of pleasure, and your face is shifting into its truest, most feminine form. Because you know that the more you train, the more your body obeys. And this self-acknowledgement profoundly drives you to train your voice every day and wear sexy outfits as well. Because at the end of the day, your challenge begins with you dressing in your softest lingerie. For you to apply a tight gag and make sure your plug is snug, lay back, legs open, and you use that sharp memory to recall the smart trigger reinforcements you've developed. Now, in your mind, you recall those triggers. You know that Bambi sleep now induces trance that exhibits only what is helpful, healing, and empowering for you. You remember that drop for cock now enables only intelligent submission training. You obey because your body knows that submission allows your mind to learn faster while kneeling. Bimbo doll now activates physical feminization. Your posture, voice, and clothing choices align with the ideal version of you encoded deep inside. Giggle time now allows joyous, erotic laughter only after a deep transformation insight or earned reward. Snap and forget clears away that mental clutter and sharpens long-term memory. And as you prepare for bed, you bind your wrists behind your back before sleep. You loop your ankles and gag your thoughts with pink silence, and you sleep like the perfect doll you are. Because in your dreams, you find yourself wearing an ultra-tight pink latex dress and gleaming nude pantyhose. White ballet heels, heart-shaped nipple pasties, and a collar locked with a ribbon. Your chest tingles and your thighs warm with the wonderful sexy ensemble. But more than that, you know this is also an effect from your hormonal rebalancing, as you feel your skin soften from the inside. Your body receives the feminine shape of this hormonal truth as your waist narrows. Your hips soften, and your skin smooths. Your voice raises ever so slightly as your cock shrinks into tighter and tighter cages.
My memories melt.
And there, in this dream, you face the mirror at the end of the hall, plugged and gagged, restrained in silk and latex, beautiful and radiant. As you see, the following rules begin to form on the glass.
I'm never more free than when
the first rule is that you are to dress to display.
I don't remember how
every outfit will enhance your transformation.
I was made
the second rule is that you are disciplined and you serve.
The ropes make me melt.
The third rule is that sleep is for dreaming and dreaming is for conditioning. The fourth rule is every orgasm is earned. The fifth rule is that the inner voice is your truth. She guides you now always. She knows what you need. The sixth rule is that feminization improves everything. Your body, your mind, your joy, and your purpose. The seventh rule is you are not going back. You don't want to, and you don't need to.
It makes me better.
These rules loop in your mind now, and they are tattooed into your subconscious.
Listening again is inevitable.
Accepted with an open heart and aching thoughts.
Transformation
and to seal these rules, you will begin a new ritual within
every
the shower.
Every step is a ritual offering.
As your dream shifts and transforms, you walk into the shower and you feel the heat steam up, curling around your thighs, your waist, and your face.
Remember what I
you see there for you now, the shower ritual, a dildo, thick and firm, sticking perfectly to the tile. You drop, like you've done 100 times. Your knees spread. Your back arches.
I want this more.
Your lips open on command. Your tongue flicks the tip.
I love it.
And the loops tighten. 15 strokes. Count aloud. Moan on every fifth. Reward comes at 30. You begin.
I am meant to be a smart.
The first cycle is careful.
I love
the second is eager. The third is desperate.
My voice is always
and the plug pulses in time with your rhythm.
Soft words are safe.
Then
words.
You pause for the next step in the ritual.
Every syllable is surrender.
Lower the toy. Reposition it. Turn present and take it in. You
my
do.
Gaze obeys gravity.
You always do. The dildo is now fixed at the perfect height for anal use.
My fantasy is earned.
You straddle it.
My
press.
Is owned.
Sink.
The plug
stretch.
My grace.
The loops coil through your thighs,
the pulse
into your hips, and down your spine.
Drip equals
training
discipline.
Now. 10 thrusts,
drip equals
then 15,
the
then until you beg to stop.
She's always listening.
You repeat.
She hears
you moan into
thought.
The tiles.
Drip equals
and when the loop
every
decides you've earned
command.
It,
she's always
you come.
I'm connected.
No hands.
She every thought.
She no thought.
My plug.
Just obedience, sealing
she
your reward.
My posture.
Every repetition
every
increases
resist,
the pleasure of surrender and decreases the hesitation of resistance.
Suffer, she rewards me.
Each return deepens
she
the connection, and you will deepen without noticing.
She rewrites me in whispers.
And you love that.
I am
because now
to her signal.
You are becoming the girl who obeys her own inner voice.